That's the Doves it down to just 18 points. Second free throw, no good. Rebound still loose into the hands of Martin Messick. 58 to 40. 25 seconds left in the third. Martin Messing dribbling, and he is fouled by Josh Elke with the block. Sixth team foul for Harbor Beach. Rest of the way out, we'll have free throws on every foul. 23 seconds left in this third quarter. Mark Krug trying to fight his way with the officials. Time or no checks in. Replaces Holeski with four fouls.
I think Coach wants to save Holeski there.
Evidently. Arndt's going to work against Gaffke. This one's short. Rebound. This rebound comes down in a jump ball, and it will be Bad Axe possession with 19 seconds left. To 40, Bad Axe. Messing inbounds it far, reaching Jason Gaffke, steals it right off the inbound.
That was a nice reaction now.
58-40, Harbor Beach trails by 18. Brady Kirsch up to Cody Seaman, top of the key. 10 seconds left now. Shelke drives into the lane, goes up for the layup. Off the mark, rebound. Gaffke gets it in for 2 points. Bonnie's flying all over the place. 58-42, the shot at the buzzer is no good from Bad Axe. And we reach the end of three quarters, a 16-point ball game for the Hatchets, 58-42.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. The 2014s are almost all gone, but hurry in while we still have a few left. Take home a new 2014 Ford Escape Titanium with heated seats and park assist package for only $26,987. Or drive out with a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, 9-speed automatic, backup camera, and more for only $23,987. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81. Or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
It's a big deal in sports when you achieve a personal best. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work. But the personal best that means the most is achieving your personal best in sportsmanship. It's a lifetime lesson. Follow the golden rule. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Tommy Morneau with 27 points through three quarters of this game. Bad Axe leads 58-42. Harbor Beach will get the first possession of the fourth quarter. They trail Bad Axe by 16 points. Josh Elke gets the inbounds. Dalton Oki has checked back in for Harbor Beach. He has four fouls. Austin Seltz, right wing, being guarded by Morneau. Back out to Shelke, being guarded by Jared Brown, also checked back in. Feeds it on the slip pass down to Cody Seaman, and it's tipped out of bounds by Martin Messing. Harbor Beach ball on the baseline. Of course, you can catch the baseline tomorrow at 7 p.m. for our mid-district special on Sports Radio 102.1. Cody Seaman inbounds to Jason Gaffke, and it's tipped by Martin Messing again, and Harbor Beach will get it on the sideline right in the corner. Dalton Oki and Andrew Sutton will be going to work here in the right block. Josh Elke gets the inbound and pulls up from the left elbow, pulls up. Yes, it went all the way around the rim twice. Shelke's first bucket since the second quarter. John Messing pulls up from on the baseline, no good. Rebound Dalton Oki, and a bad pass from Oki makes Josh Elke foul on the pass against Tommy Morneau, which sends him to the line for 1-1. So Tommy Morneau, perfect from the free throw line thus far, 4-for-4, trying to make it 5-for-5 here. That's Josh Elke's third foul and the team's seventh. First free throw is up, and this one's good. As expected, 28 points now for the junior guard from Bad Axe. Second free throw on its way, and this one's good as the first. 29 points for Tommy Morneau. 16-point lead, Cody Seaman into the right corner for Harbor Beach. Into Jason Gaffke in the lane, and it's up for 2 points. Jason Gaffke had a big third quarter. Here comes Tommy Morneau into the right block, pulls up for the mid-range jump shot. This one's good. Just exchanging baskets now, both teams. 62-46, Bad Axe by 16. 7 minutes left in the fourth. Cody Seaman splits two defenders. Josh Shelkey down the baseline, goes up for the shot. And they're going to say a foul against Dalton Oki on a moving screen before the shot, before the basket. And that's the last we've seen of Dalton Oki, maybe for his career in a Harbor Beach uniform. Ron Rubel's going to take all 60 seconds here to replace him. That's the eighth team foul against Harbor Beach. That may have been the straw that broke the camel's back right here for the Pirates. Brady Kirsch checks in. Jared Brown into a time or no. Screen from Martin Messick. Pressure coming from Harbor Beach at the three-quarter press. Break the press, Jared Brown over to Martin, to Andrew Sutton, into John Messing in the block. And it's stolen by Cody Seaman. That's only the seventh turnover for Bad Axe on the night. Austin Seltz, right wing to Gaffney, right elbow. Over to Cody Seaman, left wing into the corner, Austin Seltz. Against Tommy Morneau, and it's nearly stolen by, it is stolen by Martin Messing, but stolen right back by Jason Gaffney. Over to Austin Seltz for three, left wing. No, rebound Brady Kirsch. Going to work against Andrew Sutton. Triple team coming, and it's stolen by Tommy Morneau.
Wow.
Morneau goes up for the basket, and this one counts. This one's just getting out of hand. 18-point lead for the Hatchets. 6 minutes left in the fourth. Josh Shelkey, top of the key. 5:55 left. Spinning all his way into the lane. This misses the shot. Rebound, Andrew Sutton. Stolen by Cody Seaman. Nope, right back to Jared Brown. Brown over to John Messing in for a layup. He missed it. Second shot, no good. Mark Messing puts it back in. He is fouled, count it, and one. It's getting loud in here. Fouls against Jason Gaffney, his fourth.
What can you say?
Not
the
much.
The Hatchets are putting on a clinic right now.
Both teams with 19 fouls. Martin Messing misses the free throw. 20-point game, 66-46. Seaman in transition. Basket counts. 4 points for Cody Seaman. Time or no. Coming up the court. Pulls up from the free throw line. This one's no good. Rebound, Josh Shelkey. Shelkey goes up the lane. This one's in for 2 points. Shelkey with four in this quarter. He has 17. 66-50, 16-point ball game. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left. It's going to need a miracle here for Harbor Beach to come back. And now we have a timeout called, a full timeout called by Mark Krug of the Hatchets on the WLEW Sports Network.
With the cost of everything going up, it's critically important you're prepared for an accident. Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe. With our Michigan No Fault Act, even if the other driver is at fault, damage coverage to your vehicle is limited.
Depending on the accident, it could be worse. The cost of liability claims alone could leave you bankrupt. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. It's time we talked. As your auto owner's insurance agency, we at Peruski Insurance will evaluate your current policy to be sure you are covered not only for damage and medical expenses, but also for liability.
For auto insurance that makes sense, talk to us. We are your auto owner's insurance agency. We believe keeping your car on the road should not cost a fortune.
Together with Auto Owners Insurance, we will get you the facts about lower cost auto insurance and coordinate a policy just right for you. Stop in soon. We are Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire in Bad Axe. Peruski Insurance, an authorized Auto Owners Insurance agent.
.508 left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe inbounds it. Gives it to Time Renault, who drives right into the lane. He is fouled on the way up. And he'll go for the lane to the line for two shots and fouled by Jason Gaffney. his fifth foul. So both big men for High Reach are fouled out on the bench. 5:06